Today's digest for Saturday, June 13, 2026. 10 stories today spanning cybercrime defense, zero-day breaches, AI and the courts, and a record-breaking public offering. We'll visit an FBI town built to be attacked, a hacking crew tearing through universities, the world's first trillion-dollar fortune, and a sharp bit of satire about AI accounting. Here's the rundown. First up, the FBI has built an entire fake town for the express purpose of getting it hacked. On its campus in Huntsville, Alabama, the Bureau opened a 22,000-square-foot replica community it calls the Kinetic Cyber Range. It has furnished homes, a hotel, a gas station, a grocery store, a courthouse, a hospital, and a power company, all wired with working devices that behave like the real thing but stay sealed off from the open internet. Behind it sits a data center with more than 200 servers running Windows and Linux, standing in for the networks investigators meet during an actual breach. Since opening early last year, the range has trained more than 1,400 agents and partners on scenarios like a ransomware attack that knocks out a hospital. The backdrop is sobering, with the Bureau counting nearly $21 billion in U.S. cybercrime losses last year. Next, a hacking group known as Shiny Hunters has been tearing through the education sector by exploiting a previously unknown flaw in Oracle's PeopleSoft software. Between late May and early June, the attackers broke into vulnerable systems before Oracle could warn customers. Google's threat researchers say more than 100 organizations may have been hit, and about 68% of the victims were in higher education, most of them in the United States. The University of Nottingham has confirmed that significant student data was stolen. The underlying weakness, which Oracle began alerting customers about on June 10th, let an unauthenticated attacker take control of an affected server. Shiny Hunters has since moved into extortion, naming victims publicly and threatening to leak stolen data. Oracle has now released a fix, but for many schools, the cleanup is already underway. Staying in security, researchers have disclosed the details of a serious flaw in Checkpoint's remote access VPN products, one that attackers were already exploiting in the wild. The weakness let an intruder slip past certificate-based authentication during an older negotiation protocol, logging in without the credentials they should need. Checkpoint says the bug was used as early as the start of May against a few dozen organizations, and at least one of those intrusions involved an affiliate of the Keelan ransomware operation. The company shipped a patch on June 8th and published indicators of compromise for defenders. Its guidance is blunt: apply the fix immediately, and if you cannot, disable the legacy protocol path or require machine certificates as a stopgap. It is a familiar pattern, an edge device meant to protect a network quietly becoming the way in. Also today, the medical testing giant LabCorp has agreed to a $35 million settlement over one of the largest healthcare data breaches on record. The breach happened years ago at a third-party debt collector called the American Medical Collection Agency, which was hacked over 8 months in 2018 and 2019. That incident exposed more than 21 million people, including over 10 million LabCorp patients, with social security numbers, payment details, and medical test codes among the data taken. Patients sued, arguing LabCorp was careless in trusting the vendor, a claim the company denies. Under the deal, which a court approved in principle in April, affected people can claim about $50 or up to $5,000 for documented losses, plus 2 years of credit and medical monitoring. The collection agency itself did not survive the fallout, filing for bankruptcy. Moving on to AI and the courts, Google has filed a lawsuit against a China-based cybercrime network it calls Outsider Enterprise, accusing the group of abusing its Gemini AI to build scam infrastructure at scale. According to the complaint, filed June 12, members used Gemini to help generate the code for phishing websites, then used them to defraud hundreds of thousands of victims out of millions of dollars. Google ties the operation to more than 9,000 fake websites and a million fraudulent web addresses. In a single two-week window in May, Android users flagged 55,000 spam texts tied to the group. The crew ran out of Telegram, selling phishing kits that impersonated delivery companies, banks, and tech brands. Google says the suit is meant to dismantle that infrastructure, and it is coordinating with the FBI and the major carriers to choke off the traffic. Next, a quieter but instructive security story out of the open source world. A widely used Perl library for password hashing called CryptPBKDF2 shipped for years with defaults that simply were not strong enough. By default, it relied on an outdated hashing algorithm meant only for legacy systems, and it ran just 1,000 rounds of processing, when modern guidance calls for hundreds of thousands or more. The practical effect is that passwords protected with those default settings would be far easier to crack if the stored hashes ever leaked. the fix raises the defaults and is available in the latest release, and developers who cannot upgrade right away can manually choose a stronger algorithm and a much higher number of rounds. It is a reminder that a safe default is itself a security feature, because most people never change the settings they are handed. Also today, a policy fight over anonymity and your phone. The FCC has proposed a rule that would require every voice service provider in the country to verify the identity of every customer before turning on service, a kind of know-your-customer regime borrowed from banking. Providers would have to collect and store your full name, address, a government ID number, and a backup contact, then hold it for 4 years after you leave. The stated goal is to choke off illegal robocalls and tech scams by making it harder to operate anonymously. Critics counter that it would not stop determined professionals who can lean on fake or stolen identities while stripping privacy from ordinary people, including those who rely on prepaid phones for safety. Burner phones would not be banned, but the anonymity that defines them would be gone. That the public comment window runs through late June. Switching gears to business, the world now has its first trillionaire. SpaceX went public on Friday, June 12th, pricing its shares at $135 apiece, and the stock climbed from there in early trading. That run pushed Elon Musk's paper fortune past $1 trillion, according to Bloomberg, on the strength of a SpaceX stake worth roughly $860 billion on top of his Tesla holdings. Musk now controls more than 80% of SpaceX's voting power after the offering. There is a notable catch buried in the details. About 1 billion of his shares are restricted and stay locked unless the company manages to establish a colony on Mars, though he can borrow against them in the meantime without triggering a tax bill. It is a milestone that says as much about how private rocket companies are now valued as it does about any one person's wealth. Turning to the tools developers are building, Simon Willison has updated a small browser app that lets you hold a real-time spoken conversation with an AI model. And crucially, you can now feed it a document first. The idea is simple. You paste in whatever text you want to talk through, a contract, a research paper, a dense report, and then have a back and forth about it out loud in the browser instead of typing. Under the hood, it uses OpenAI's newest voice model, which the company bills as its first voice system with the reasoning ability of its flagship line. Willison built it partly out of impatience, wanting access to that model before it reached the official phone app, so he wired it into a playground he already maintained. It is a small project, but it points at a real shift, treating voice not as a novelty, but as a serious way to explore information conversationally. And finally, a lighter note that still lands a punch. Simon Willison highlighted a satirical piece from McSweeney's by Andrew Singleton, titled AI Economics for Dummies. It imagines a crematorium that takes a $20 billion investment for a 5% stake, then promptly burns through $10 billion, literally buying propane to incinerate the cash, while a partner company books that same $10 billion as revenue and claims a 5% slice of a $100 billion empire. A reporter sent to investigate ends up romantically entangled with everyone involved and writes a glowing profile that skips the numbers entirely. The joke skewers the circular deals and narrative spin that can make AI valuations look sturdier than they are. It is funny because it is exaggerated and a little uncomfortable because it is not exaggerated by all that much. That is the rundown for Saturday, June 13th, 2026. 10 stories from a town built to be hacked to the world's first trillion-dollar fortune, with a few hard lessons about defaults and anonymity along the way. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.